so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in. Glory to his name. So rich and sweet, cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to his name.
好，我们一起来做一个祷告。 Let's pray。 我们在天上的父神，我们感谢你，赞美你，感谢你把我们大家聚集在这里，在清晨来赞美你，向你献上赞美，向你献上祷告，向你献上祈求，蒙你的悦纳。主，求你聆听我们的祷告，求你赐圣灵与我们同在，保守我们今天上午的聚会。主，真的是都合你的心意。主，我们感谢你，赞美你，求你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求，阿们。在诗篇27篇3到5节有说到，虽有军兵安营攻击我，我的心也不害怕，虽然兴起刀兵攻击我，我必仍旧安稳。有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。因为我遭遇患难，他必暗暗地保护我，在他亭子里把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处，将我高举在磐石上。那我们时时刻刻都要来到神的殿中，不管在旷野里或者是在任何其他的地方，我们都来求神，让我们瞻仰他的荣美。让我们来唱第二首诗歌，每当我瞻仰你。
去过
我们接下来是祷告的时间，我们把时间交给 Abraham 弟兄。
诗篇第五篇第一节到第七节，耶和华，求你留心听我的言，顾念我的心，我的王，我的神啊，求你垂听我的呼求声音，因为我向你祈祷。耶和华，早晨你必听我的声音，早晨我必向你陈明我的心思，并要警醒，因为你不是喜悦恶事的神，恶人不能与你同居，狂傲的人不能站在你面前，凡作孽的都是你所恨恶的，说谎的你必灭绝，好流人血的，弄诡诈的都为耶和华所憎恶。至于我，我必凭你丰盛的慈爱进入你的居所，我必存敬畏你的心向你的殿下拜。我们一起祷告。亲爱的主，我们来到你的面前，主啊，求你接受你众儿女凭着敬畏的心向你的下拜。主，我们敬拜你，主，因为你为我们的罪死在十字架上。主，我们敬拜你，主，因你受的鞭伤我们得医治，因你受的刑罚我们得拯救。主，我们敬拜你，因为你从死里复活胜过死亡，从此我们再也不是那一群因死亡而怕死为奴的人。主，我们敬拜你，因为你坐在至天至高神的右边，每天做我们的中保，用你的祷告托住我们每天的生活。主，不是靠着我们自己，乃是靠从你而来的恩典。亲爱的主，你实在是那一位配得一切尊贵颂赞荣耀的神的羔羊。亲爱的主，我们来到你的面前，我们也向你陈明我们的心思，也向你陈明我们的意念。主啊，求你监察我们，看我们里面有没有什么恶行。主啊，求你也向我们显明。主，我们犯罪得罪你的地方，我们向你来认罪悔改。主，我们向你承认我们的罪。主啊，你就靠着你的宝血来得以洁净。主，我们来到你的面前的时候，主也把我们的心思意念陈明在你的面前。主，我们有忧虑的地方，我们有担心的地方，我们生命当中有疑惑的地方，我们也带到你的面前。主啊，你来向我们显明，你来向我们来显明你自己。主啊，你也把你从你那里而来的赐人意外的平安，这个世界所不能的给的平安，放在我们众弟兄姐妹心里。主啊，孩子，把我们众弟兄姐妹都仰望在你的手中。今天我们来到你面前的时候，无论我们有怎么样的忧虑，无论我们有怎么样的难处，主啊，求你在这里就让我们得以自由，也让我们得以释放。亲爱的主，我们感谢你，让我们在这里，主啊，因着你的释放，因着你让我们 得以自由，你的儿女可以真是自由的来释放的来敬拜你，你也让你也从我们这样的敬拜当中得着当得的荣耀，让你的名得着高举。亲爱的主，孩子也继续把我们众弟兄姐妹在这一段时间当中，主，我们在你面前的光景，里面的光景仰望在你的手中。主啊，求你借着我们各样的聚会，主哦，你话语的宣讲，主啊，让我们在这样的聚会当中能够来蒙你的恩典。主啊，也把我们众弟兄姐妹个人在家里的生活仰望在你的手中。主啊，这个时间让我们更有时间来与你亲近，在你的话语当中来得着智慧。主啊，让我们在你的话语当中来得着平安。亲爱的主，孩子也特别把我们教会的事工仰望在你的手中。我们特别把这个慢慢开始要解封以后，教会各样的聚会事工各样的安排仰望在你的手。主啊，你给我们众兄姐妹有一颗勇敢的心。主，我们知道按你的心意，我们在一起敬拜你，在一起在一起来学你的话语。主，你说过只要在地上有两三个人同心合意奉你的名聚集，你要在他们中间。主要就求你把这样的把握放在我们众弟兄姐妹心里。主，也把我们各样事工的安排交在你的手中，弟兄姐妹在你面前愿意服侍的心也交在你的手中。主要预备我们自己的心。亲爱的主，我们把接下去教会各样事工的安排、聚会的安排都交在你的手中，求你圣善的灵带领我们众弟兄姐妹。 亲爱的主，孩子也特别把我们教会当中弟兄姐妹的需要交在你的手中，把我们教会当中年长的弟兄姐妹、身体有软弱的弟兄姐妹仰望在你的手中。主啊，求你医治，求你带领。主，我们也把一些要外出的工作的弟兄姐妹，或者是要旅行的弟兄姐妹也交在你的手中。主啊，你保守他们在你的面前，有你的恩典保守他们。主啊，脱离一切的凶恶。亲爱的主，孩子也真是把我们，特别把我们众弟兄姐妹各家孩子在这个特别情况下无论是在家里或者在外面网上的学习各方面都交在你的手中。主啊，你让他们在年轻的时候经历这样一个大世界大环境当中的变迁，更是让他们知道，主啊，你是那掌管万有者。主啊，整个世界在你的掌管当中。主啊，也是借着这样巨大的变化，让他们就是在信仰当中来更深的来认识你。主啊，让他们的世界观生命观就是在你里面有更深的建造。所以保守他们手中要所做的学习工作，就最后这段时间期末的考试都交在你的手中。就你保守他们，赐他们聪明智慧，也求你就是让他们在各样的学习当中来也学习来向你来祈求，知道认识至圣者便是聪明。亲爱的主，还是感谢你。主，我们也特别把我们今天的聚集交在你的手中。主啊，我们把我们佛道弟兄的信息的分享交在你的手中。主啊，求你的灵与他同在，与众弟兄姐妹同在。主啊，当你话语宣讲的时候，主你自己向我们说话。主啊，让你的话做我们脚前的灯，路上的光。主啊，让你的话也在我们生命当中做归正、做督职、做责备做教导的工作，让我们遵你的话而行。亲爱的主，也把我们所有的敬拜仰望在你的手中。主啊，让我们的敬拜能够让你的名得着荣耀，真是让荣耀能够归主名。孩子这样祷告，奉耶稣基督名，阿们。
感谢Randy弟兄对我们的祷告。那么就像在祷告中说到的一样，我们可以把我们的忧虑、把我们的思绪、把我们各样的不一样的不确定的因素都交在神的手中，把我们的每天的日常可以交在神的手中。因为那位应许给我们永恒盼望的神，神是那位慈爱的神，他那双看不见的手能够托住我们，然后不管在何种情况下面，真的是都能够托住我们，让我们能够不至于跌倒，不至于失脚，让我们跟他有亲近的关系。那我们来唱下一首诗歌，那双看不见的手，我们来思考，真的是我们跟神的关系，我们在各样的环境中间，各样的变迁中间，我们唯一那不变的是什么。我们来唱这首诗歌，那双看不见的手。
倾听，是你声音，温柔话语，再度填满我心灵中的饥渴。
那我们接下来是正道的时间，今天冯道弟兄给我们带来的题目是不变的信息，我们把时间和屏幕交给冯道弟兄。
感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们再一次来到神的面前，思想神的话语。
Thank God, in this morning, we come to the presence of God and we study the Word of God.
今天还是继续来看路加福音24章的经文。
Today we'll continue to study the book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 44 to 48.
我们看到这个眼前的大屏幕，眼前的屏幕，我们可以一起来读《路加福音》24章44节到48节。
We can read all together. Was the book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 48 to 48, 44 to 48, and we can look on the screen. We read together.
路加福音24章44节，耶稣对他们说。这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话说，摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经，又对他们说，照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活。并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起直传到万邦，你们就是这些事的见证。感谢神，神的话语我们就读到这里。
Thank God, and this is the word of God.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, give us your word through the Bible.
我们知道天地都会废去，天地都会朽坏，但是神的话一笔一画都不会改变。
We know that heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will never change.
愿圣灵将我们的信心能够建立在神的话语上面，有根有基。
May the Holy Spirit build our faith upon the Word of God as its foundation.
让我们信心不被这个世界变幻的潮流，被这个世界各种各样的声音所牵引、所动摇。
So our faith will never led astray by all kind of voice in this world.
愿神的话语成我们脚前的灯、路上的光。我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
May Word of God.Become the lamp upon feet and the light upon path. We pray in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们刚才所读的经文是主耶稣基督复活之后对他门徒最后所嘱咐的话。
And the passage we just read is that whenJesus resurrected from death and is some of the final word that Jesus speak to his disciples.
然后当耶稣讲完这些话的时候，耶稣就复活，就升天，升到天父上帝的那里。
And when Jesus, Jesus resurrected from earth and speak to his disciples, and after that, he ascended to heaven and be with his father.
那么耶稣基督嘱咐他的门徒要奉他的名去传道。
And here Jesus basically tells his disciples that he has to be preached in his name.
然后传什么样的道呢？传悔改赦罪的道。
And so what kind of what's the message of preaching? And the message is a repentance and remission of sins.
我们想起当耶稣基督他刚刚开始来传讲天国福音的时候，在这个地上，耶稣传的就是悔改的道。
And if you remember when Jesus just started his ministry on earth, and what he preached is the message of repentance.
那么当耶稣起来传天国福音，传天国的道的时候，耶稣说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And when Jesus preached and he said that the kingdom of heaven is at hand and you need to repent.
然后当主耶稣基督担负世人的罪，代替世人被钉在十字架上，受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活之后。
And then when Jesus was died on the cross, bare our sins, and was resurrected.
然后耶稣即将在升天之前对他门徒最后的嘱咐，让他门徒仍然要传讲天国的道福音。
And after he resurrected from the death, and right before he ascended to heaven, he tell his disciples they need to continue to preach and preach the gospel of heaven.
然后仍然让他的门徒传悔改的道。
And still, the message is still repentance.
所以我们会看见耶稣基督在世上传天国福音、传天国道的时候，其实耶稣基督所传的道的核心内容从来没有改变过。
And so we can see Jesus when he preached on earth, and from the beginning to the end, the focus never changed.
就是世人要认罪、要悔改。
And that focus, the message of focus is that the world needs to repent.
很当时的以色列人对耶稣有着各种各样的期望。
At that time, Israelites have all kind of expectation of Jesus Christ.
那么有很多的人曾经去跟从耶稣，因为他们期望耶稣不停的可以给他们吃饼得饱。
And there's a lot of people follow Jesus. Some of them, they expect that Jesus continue to feed them.
那么还有很多人拥戴耶稣，因为这些人期望耶稣能够打败罗马帝国，复兴大卫的国，就是以色列人的国。
And someone follow Jesus because they think that Jesus is a Messiah. He's going to defeat the Roman Empire and will be resurrected, revive the Israelite nation.
那么但是耶稣不符合这些人对他的期望。
But what Jesus did not meet their expectation.
所以我们可以完全可以想象得到，很多人期望耶稣你去做这件事情吧，你去传讲这样的道吧。
And so we can think about at that time, some people said, Jesus, you got to do these things and to preach this message.
但是耶稣他所传讲的信息以及他所有一切他的行动，其实他的中心的核心的教导就是要世人认罪悔改。
And but whatever Jesus thinks he did and the message is focused on one thing, is that this world need to confess their sin and repent.
所以到后来很多人对耶稣非常的失望。
So in the end, a lot of people are disappointed at him.
那么当耶稣基督最后一次去到耶路撒冷的时候，当耶稣骑着小毛驴进耶路撒冷的时候，全部耶路撒冷的人都在欢迎耶稣。
So the last time when Jesus entered the Jerusalem and they ride on the donkeys and into the city, all the people of the city get out and cheer on him.
但是就短短几天之后，同样的又是这样的一群人，他们对着耶稣喊，就钉死他，钉死他。
But same group of people in very short couple of days later, and the very same group of people is crying out, crucify him, crucify him.
所以当我们看到圣经这样的记载的时候，我们就非常清楚，就是这些人当他们对耶稣原来是怀着非常大的期望。
So when we look at the record of the Bible, we can realize that those people in the beginning, they had a very big expectation of Jesus.
但是很显然到最后耶稣没有满足他们的心中的期望。
But obviously at the end, Jesus didn't meet their expectations.
所以世人当然不仅仅是以色列人罗马人当然代表全地的人将耶稣钉在十字架上。
So in the end, not only Israelites cry out, and also Romans and the rest of the whole world actually nailed Jesus on the cross.
所以我们从另外一个方面来看，这也就是耶稣他坚持的代价。
And on the from other point of view, you can see this is the price that Jesus paid for he insist on this message of repentance.
因为他不改变他信息的核心内容，他总是让人认罪悔改。
Because he didn't change the focus of his message. He always wanted people to confess their sin and repent.
他没有看到这样的一群人来到他这里，这样的一群人需要这样的服侍，这样的信息，他就供应这样的服侍，这样的信息。
And he didn't say meet this group of people and see this group need this message. I speak this message.
他也没有说看到这样的一群人是带着这样的期望，所以我要满足这样的一群人的期望。
And he also didn't meet another group of people. They have another type of expectation, so I speak another type of message.
没有，耶稣他坚持传讲天父上帝让他所传讲的。
So Jesus actually insists the focus on the message that his heavenly father wanted him to give.
那就是悔改的道。
And this is the message of repentance.
那么甚至当主耶稣基督从死里复活之后，最后升天之前嘱咐他的门徒，还让他的门徒继续传着悔改的道。
So even in the last day, when Jesus is on earth before he ascended into heaven, some of the few words he speak to the disciples is still want them to preach the message of repentance.
主耶稣基督当然知道世人对这样悔改的道的一个态度，那就是拒绝。
And of course, Jesus knows that the world attitude to such a message of repentance, and the attitude is basically refuse.
但是耶稣还是让他的门徒去传悔改的道，然后耶稣也提醒，也告诉他的门徒，世人仍然会拒绝。
But Jesus still wants his disciple to preach the message of repentance, and he also tells his disciples that the world will reject such a message.
但是耶稣还是告诉他们，你们不要改变，还是传悔改的道。
And then Jesus told them that you are not going to change this message. You still need preach the message of repentance.
在这段时间，我常常思想一个问题。我们知道这段时间是非常的特殊的，这个新冠的疫情期间。
During this COVID-19time, everyone knows it's kind of very special time, and I was thinking about this.
然后我想可能对我们当中很多人来说，这可能是人生当中第一次经历这么一个特殊的时期。
And I think probably for most of us, that's the first time in lifetime that experienced such a special period of time.
那么特殊的时期，我们就有特殊的需求和特殊的忧虑。
And in a special time, there will be a special need, and we have a special type of worry.
有时候，我就在想，我们在这样的一个时期，我们的 聚会我们所传讲的内容，我们所分享的信息，哎，会不会要有所改变？因为人们的思虑变了，人们的需求变了。
And so I'm thinking that during this time should because that people's worry changed, people's thinking changed, should we change our message as well?
对，我常常在想，如果我们不改变，我们传讲的信息内容不改变，我们怎么样去适应这个变化的时代，或者适应人的变化
？And I was thinking that if we don't change how our message will meet the change of this world and the change of people's thinking.
好多次哈，就是有弟兄姊妹就问我，就说你还在传，你还在讲马太福音吗？这好多年过去了。
And we have preached the book of Matthew a long time, and some brothers asked, sister asked me, are you still preach book of Matthew so many years for?
然后我就说，没有没有没有，我已经变了，我现在在信息是看到路加福音了。
And then they said, oh no, I changed because now I'm kind of focused on book of Luke.
然后他们很快就，哎呀，那还不是一样的。
And then someone said, "Oh, they are all the same."
但是那么长时间，你还在讲这些大家非常非常熟悉的内容。
And for so long, you still preach that those messages that all of us are very familiar with.
你不知道现在世界在发生什么吗？
You not know that what happened in this world?
你不知道我们心中对很多事情很关心吗
？Do you know that we care about a lot of things？
我们很想知道神怎么看这些事情，我们很想知道圣经中有没有对这些问题的答案。
We really want to know how God look at these things, and does the Bible have an answer to this type of things？
你就不能像很多教会很多牧者那样，就是总是。非常针对现在世界上的热点啊，世界上的一些很热的头条的事情。
Can you just like do it like some of the pastor their messages focus on some kind of highlight news?
然后很多弟兄姊妹也很关心，就是说你这样冯涛弟兄这样不行的。
And someone said to me that Brother Feng Tao, and you do this, it won't work.
时代变了。
And the time changed.
人变了。
People changed.
尤其是我们现在的年轻人，你知道他们完全跟我们不一样了。
Especially these young people, they are quite different from us.
我们都知道，就是从去年到今年，我们教会人员其实有一个相当大的变动。
And we know that start last year to this year, we have a lot of change in our members.
长期在我们教会固定聚会的好几个家庭，就是因为各种原因，就是离开了 Boise 啊，去到别的地方。
There are several members of a church and families, and because of different reasons, they moved to different state.
当然也有新的朋友从别的州、别的地方来到我们教会。
Of course, there's new people come to from the other state come to our church, come to Boise.
所以我们会看见我们教会会有人员变化，这也就意味着大家的这个背景，大家的人生的经历，大家这个感兴趣的东西，其实都在变化，都不再一成不变了。
So if you look at this change, change of members, and you can see the people comes to our church, the things will change. People of the interest, culture, the experience, it's changing all the time. It's very dynamic.
有人就会说，哎呀，你要多考虑一下年轻人现在在想什么。
And someone said to me, you need to consider what young people is thinking right now.
你没有看到他们很多时候主日聚会都在睡觉吗？你就没看到吗？
Did you see that some of them, they are actually asleep in the Sunday worship?
我说我看到了。
And I said, I saw it.
我说我也看到你也在打瞌睡啊。
And I saw you are also kind of fall asleep as well.
他就说，哎，对呀，所以你要考虑我的需要啊。
And then he said, oh, yes, you got to consider my knee.
所以我确实常常思想这个问题，就是说要不要变，要不要变。
So I was thinking about those questions, should I change, should I change?
因为人总在变。
Because the people is always change.
因为时代在变。
Because the times change.
现在跟耶稣那个时代，跟使徒时代完全不一样了。
Right now, the time is quite different, the time of Jesus Christ and the time of this apostles.
后来我在想，为什么总是思想这样的问题，要不要变呢？为什么总想这个问题呢？
But I come to the point and I'm thinking about why I always think, do I need to change? Why I always think this question?
因为我总在想，我们要供应人们需要的。
Because I was thinking we need to provide what the people need.
我们希望供应人们想听到的，人们感兴趣的东西。
We want to provide something that people want to hear or people interested in.
我曾经记得有一位政治家，他说过一句话，就是你给人，人想要的东西，人家就给你，你想要的东西。
And I remember one politician said, if you provide some people, people others need, and they will provide what you need.
后来我觉得，原来不知不觉当中，我也是赞同这样的说法，就是我给人家，人家想要的，人家也会给我想要的。
So I come to realize that, not aware of, but I'm taking this type of saying as well.I give some people's need, and people give what I need.
后来我在想，人们到底想要什么呢？
So I was thinking, what people need, what people want.
当然我们很多会想啊，当然是，身体健康啊，尤其是在现代这个时候，身体健康啊，不得新冠呢。
I thought, well, people probably say, well, people want a good health, especially in this time.Don't have the COVID-19.
然后接下来就说，这段时间我经济上有很大的损失啊，所以最好我经济上损失可以弥补啊，然后我可以更加的成功或赚更多钱呢、啊，所以我需要这些啊。
Or may I need during this time I have a lot of loss in my financials, so I will how can I make it up so I'll be more prosperous, successful.
所以后来我在想，就是看起来人们好像都是希望就是得到这个现世安稳、身体健康，或者是成功富足，看起来好像就是这个样子。
So seems I thought well it seems that people that's what people need and good health and prosper in this life.
后来当我从圣经当中来看，我发现原来人最想要、最终想要的，其实不仅仅是这些啊。
But from the Bible, I realized that what ultimate people need or people want is not all of these things only.
所以今天这个世界上的现实其实也是这样告诉我，其实人们最终想要的不仅仅是现世安稳、身体健康、成功富足，不仅仅是这些。
And even today's world reality also teaching me that what people need is not only those good health and prosper life and this.Earth, not only these things.
因为我看到亚当夏娃在伊甸园里面，他们身体很健康啊。
And because I thought about Adam and Eve when they in the garden, they are very healthy.
然后他们很富足啊，园中各样树上的果子随便吃啊，一无所缺。
And also they are very prosper because they can eat all the fruit they want and this.They lack of nothing.
看起来他们无忧无虑啊。
And it seems they don't have worries.
但是他们还是想要一样东西。
But they still want one more thing.
亚当夏娃在伊甸园里面，他们想要什么呢？
And what they want in the garden, Adam and Eve.
后来我一看，原来他们想要我的骄傲要得到满足。
And then I realized, well, they want to meet their pride.
这是他们最深的需要。
And this is the deepest need they have.
哦，他们 他们有身体健康，有现实安稳，有丰富的供应，他们还要要一样东西。
And they have this good health. They have all the prosper they need, and but they still want one more thing.
我的骄傲要得到满足。
It's I have to meet my pride.
我要升高。
And I want to ascend it.
我要像神那样。
I want to be like a god.
所以他们就堕落，就犯罪，就最终被赶出伊甸园。
So they fall and they were cast out of the garden.
后来我又看到亚当夏娃的后裔，哦，他们很厉害的，他们非常有能力，他们造了一座非常高的塔，塔顶通天。
And then I observed the descendant of Adam and Eve. They are very powerful. They are very capable. They build a tower, and the tower is so high. They want to build a tower up to to the sky, heaven.
后来我在想，哎，他们造这么高的一个塔，是因为他们没有东西吃吗？是因为他们身体不健康吗？是因为他们不富足吗？
And I'm thinking the reason they build such a high tower is because they don't have things to eat, or they don't have enough in their life.
圣经告诉我们，原来他们做这件事情就为了一个需要，就是我的骄傲要得到满足。
And the Bible tells us what they do these things is only for one thing, is that they need meet the need of their pride.
我要自高，我要传扬我自己的名，我不要传扬神的名。
And I need elevate myself, exalt myself. I want to claim my name. I don't want to proclaim the God's name.
我又看到，当耶稣基督的门徒跟耶稣在一起的时候，耶稣基督的门徒在一起常常彼此争论。
And I also see that when the disciples of Jesus Christ, when they're with Jesus, they argue a lot.
其实我们在想，当时在世界上谁是最安全的人呢？我相信就是跟耶稣在一起的那些门徒是最安全的了。
So if you think about this, at that time, who is the safest people among us? At that time, I think the disciples that who is Jesus should be the safest guy.
我在想当时是世界上谁是最富足的人呢？我想就是跟耶稣身边的那些门徒了。
And if you think about it, who would be the richest people have abundance, that I think is the disciples that who is Jesus.
因为上帝就在他们身边。
Because this God is with them.
他们看见耶稣给人医病赶鬼。
And they saw Jesus driven out of demons and healed people.
所以他们说，哦，他们不会担心自己会生病，因为耶稣就在旁边。
Because they are not worried about they will get sick because Jesus was with them.
他们看见耶稣用五饼二鱼喂饱5000个成年男人，他们也不会感到，哦，有一天我会挨饿，因为耶稣就在我身边。
Because they saw Jesus perform that miracle that feed people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. So they are not worried about being hungry because Jesus was with them.
但他们还在彼此争论。
But they still argue among themselves.
因为他们有一样东西，他们最想要的东西没有得到。
Because there's one thing they want, but they haven't got it yet.
就是我的骄傲没有得到满足。
Because their pride hasn't been met yet.
所以他们说彼此争论谁为大。
And what they argue is that who, among them, who is the greatest?
所以有两个门徒很聪明，他们就把他们的妈妈叫过来，让他的妈妈对耶稣说话。
So two of the disciples, they're even smarter. They ask, they grab their mother and let the mother talk to Jesus.
老人家长辈嘛。
So you think the mother, you know, it's an elder, so my...
要尊敬老人家。
So it's supposed to be honored the elders.
结果他们的妈妈就对耶稣说，以后在你的国里，让我这两个儿子当最大的官，仅次于你。
And so these two mothers say to Jesus, when you have your kingdom comes, let my to my son, one sits the right and the other sits the left of your side, by your side.
那其他的门徒听到这句话就不开心了，就很不高兴，就都很愤怒这两个门徒。
And the other disciples get very angry at these two disciples.
因为这很显然，因为大家都想坐最高的位置。
It's obviously everyone wants to sit the place next to Jesus.
当然圣经中还有很多很多的事例，当然现实生活也不断的告诉我。人最想要的是什么呢？
And so there's a lot of such example in the Bible, and also the reality of today's life also tell me what's the things that people need the most.
就是我的骄傲要满足。
That I have to meet the need of my pride.
我要自高。
Because I have to edify myself.
我要看到我是最优先的，其他人都落我后面去。
And I want to be, I am the priority, and everyone should set behind me.
圣经告诉我们，世人都犯了罪。
Bible told us, teach us that all are sinned.
那么奥古斯丁指出，罪是骄傲的产物。
Saint Augustine says, the sin is the product of a pride.
后来我们就是想我们要给人需要的，教会要满足人的期望。那么人最想要什么呢？人想要骄傲得到满足。那我们教会要帮助人得到这样的满足啊。
So if we think about church need to provide the needs for the people.And then if the most need of people is want to meet their pride, then church need to meet their need of pride?
后来我在想，但是耶稣所传讲悔改的道一点都不满足人的骄傲。
But I think that the message that Jesus preaches, that the message of repentance will never meet the need of people's pride.
所以耶稣所传讲悔改的道事实上是打掉人的骄傲。
And the message that Jesus preached of repentance is you knock down people's pride.
事实上耶稣一直在让人，你丢掉骄傲吧，你赶紧认罪悔改吧。
Jesus actually is always tell people that,Drop your pride and confess your sin and repent.
而且耶稣一直坚持这样做，结果他被钉在十字架上，被世人钉在十字架上。
And Jesus has been focused on such a preaching and all the time, and as a result, he was nailed on the cross by this world.
但耶稣从死里复活之后，升天之前，还让他的门徒继续传悔改的道。
But after Jesus risen from the death, before he ascended to the heaven, he still asked his disciples to preach such a message of repentance.
如果我们拿主耶稣跟这个世界上的政治家比较，耶稣可以说是非常失败的政治家。
If we compare Jesus with the politician of this world, and he must be a very bad politician.
因为他不给人想要的。
Because he didn't give people that they want.
但他给人是人真正需要的。
But what he gave people is what they really need.
所以今天事实上很多的政治家，他们不像耶稣这样。
So today on this earth, a lot of politicians, they do not like Jesus.
他们说人想要这个我就给这个，然后我就可以得到选票。
And they said, well, people need this, I just give them this, so I get the vote.
就好像这个世界上很成功的招到最多学生的老师，他就会说你只要来做我的学生，我保证你永远拿第一名。
And just like the professor, if it's very successful, probably promises his student, if you come to study, take my course, I make sure you got the first place.
就在这个世界上，一个很成功的一个领袖，还说啊，你只要来跟从我，哦，我保证你永远是第一，永远 first。
And if some kind of leader, if they can promise people, say, if you come to me, and I will guarantee you always got the first.
就说啊，你想要至高，对不对？你想要骄傲得到满足，对不对？哎，我满足你，我满足你。
And because if you want to lift up yourself, you want to meet your pride, and I will satisfy you.
我在想，哇，这样的人，会成为很受欢迎的政治家统帅。
And I think that such a people will be very much welcomed on this earth, become a leader.
因为他给人人真正想要的，人真正想要的就是我要骄傲。
And because it provides the people that what they need, they want to meet their need of pride.
我在想原来，圣经中有一位一直是这样做的。
And so I thought about in the Bible, there's a one, he always doing things like that.
那就是上帝的仇敌啊。
And this is the adversary of God.
就是那个在伊甸园里教唆亚当夏娃的那一位。
And this is the one that in the garden that cheated Adam and Eve.
这一位对亚当夏娃说，你们应该得到更好的，你们可以像神那样啊，你们不应该只留在这个位置啊。
And this one basically told Adam and Eve, you should get better. You should not be just satisfied with your current status. You should get in better.
你们可以像上帝啊。
And you can be like a god.
结果夏娃后来的亚当知道他们就很满足啊，很希望听到这样的话。
So Eve and then Adam, they are satisfied. They're glad to hear such a word.
所以我在想，哇，要是这一位要到今天在世界上，哇，那他很受欢迎啊，因为他知道人想要什么，他给啊。
And I think this one will be very much popular and welcome because they know people what people need, and he gives.
那么世人最深的需要就是想要自高，想要骄傲。一个想要自高，想要骄傲的人，他最不希望做的事情是什么呢？
And so the world, people on this earth, the deepest need in their heart is want to.Uplift themselves and to meet their needs of pride.
那么如果一个这样的人他最不愿意做的事情那就是认罪悔改了。
So if a person like this, the things he don't want to do the most is the repentance, confess their sin and the repentance.
如果一旦他认罪悔改了那他的骄傲就受到了打击，受到摧毁性的打击。
Because if he confesses sin and repentant, then his pride will be severely struck down.
所以今天一个非常一些一非常有受非常受欢迎的人们很喜欢的一个领袖，就说你永远不要责备你自己。
And so.Today, there's a very popular politician leader saying that never blame yourself.
你要责备其他的事情，其他的东西。
Just blame something else.
就如果你哪怕做了一些错事，你还是绝对不要责备你自己。
And even you did something wrong, don't blame yourself.
然后人们就哇，太好，说太对了，哎，投票给他。
And then people say, "Wow, that's great saying. Let's vote for him."
但是圣经告诉我们什么？圣经说圣灵来到我们心里做什么
？And but what the Bible teaches us, when the Holy Spirit comes, what do you do?
那么圣经告诉我们，圣灵来到我们的心里，不是来满足我们骄傲的。圣灵来到我们的心里，是让我们开始自己责备自己。
And Bible teaches us when the Holy Spirit comes to ourin our heart is not meet the need of pride, rather let us reprove ourselves.
在我自己信靠跟从主耶稣的这个信心的旅程当中，我就走过这样的一个曲折的弯路。
And in my journey to follow Jesus Christ, I have go through such a path.
当我刚刚开始信靠主耶稣基督的时候，我在想，我的想法就是啊，我已经是很好的人了，我还要变得更好，耶稣可以帮助我。
And when I first trust Jesus Christ, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm a very good person, and I want to become better, and Jesus will help me.
啊，然后哦，耶稣可以让我成为更高尚的，更好像 higher level 那种人。
And so I just feel like Jesus can be, help become a more noble, more high level type of person.
我后来当我越来越读圣经，越来越信靠跟从耶稣，我来发现原来我是想利用耶稣满足我心中骄傲的需要。
So when I more and more read the Bible and know Jesus, and I realized at that time I would try to use Jesus to satisfy my own need of a pride.
后来当我真正来读圣经，我被圣灵借着神的话来光照，我才真正看见自己的本相。
And later, when I read the Bible and the Bible, Holy Spirit through the Bible and review it to myself, then I see the very, very self of me.
原来我完全不像我以前对自己的看法那样，原来我非常非常的差劲的。
And it's not like what I thought about myself. Actually, myself is very, very not good.
原来我以前是那么的虚伪，那么的骄傲和自私。
And I was thinking about before I was such a selfish person and such a hypocrisy and such a pride person.
结果当我越来越被神的话语所光照，我越来越说，哦，原来耶稣不是要让我升高，耶稣是要让我降卑，让我真正看清楚我是需要上帝怜悯和拯救的罪人。
And when I read the Bible and the Holy Spirit revealed to me, then I understand I'm not that kind of great person, but I am myself is a person that needs be humble and saved by the grace of Jesus Christ and need the mercy of God.
感谢神，神在我这个信仰的旅程当中，在我身边摆下许许多多的见证人。
And I thank God that during my journey to in our faith, God in my journey put a lot of witness around me and lead me.
我记得就是很多年以前我去看一对老年的基督徒夫妻。
And I remember many years ago I went to visit an old Christian couple.
然后他们住的环境是非常简陋也很差的。
And they live in a place is a very simple place, not very good condition either.
然后在当时那个骄傲的我来看，觉得哎呀，他们好像也没有什么神学知识啊，也好像也圣经真理，哎呀，也不怎么样啊。
And at that time, this very proud me think about they are not, you know, they are is not very good theologian background, and they doesn't seem very great to me.
后来当我真正的认识他、了解他们以后，我才震惊。他们为主一生所摆上的一切。
And then after I truly know him, I was shocked by what they have put for the Lord, so for their whole life.
后来老弟兄80多岁，他还是到处给人家送圣经，那是在很多年以前了。
And this old brother, it's like 80 some years old, and he's still very active to distribute the Bible. It's very, it's many, many years ago.
很重的几十本圣经他到处送。然后老姊妹已经双眼失明了。
And it's a very, the Bible, you know, several tens Bible, and it's very heavy. It carries and send it to people in need. And also the older sister, she actually lost his vision already.
但是这个双眼失明的老姊妹打开自己的家，接待一些年轻人，年轻的传道人到他家里来，他还为这些年轻传道人做饭吃。
And this older sister, she already lost his vision, and she opened his house and received all those young preachers, and he cooked the food for them.
感谢神，神爱我，他让我看到很多很多这样信心的见证人，然后也看到哦我自己以前的那种愚昧，那种骄傲。
And so I thank God let me see all those the testimony of a faith, and also God let me see how foolish am I and how pride am I was before.
然后我以前的那种骄傲一点一点就被神拿掉，然后我真正的才明白什么是救恩。
And then bit by bit, God takes away my pride, and then I come to realize what that means is the salvation.
然后神把我一点一点从魔鬼的谎言当中拿出来，魔鬼的谎言就是让人骄傲，满足人的骄傲，满足人的自高。
And so, bit by bit, God take me out of Satan's lie. And his lie basically is make people think high of themselves and meet the pride of their own pride.
在诗篇二十三篇三节，圣经说，他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
And Psalm 23 verse 3 said, he awakes my soul and he lead me in the right path for the name of his name's sake.
这就是圣灵在一个人心里所做的工作，让这个人的灵魂苏醒。
And this is the work of Holy Spirit that did in a person's heart, and he awakes his soul.
当一个人灵魂苏醒之后，他就开始自己责备自己了。
And when his soul awakes, or his soul is restored, and then he start to reprove himself.
然后他就开始悔改，开始认罪悔改。
And then he confesses his sin, and then he repented.
所以这就是主耶稣基督一直所传讲的悔改的道，要在人心里所做的事情。
And this is the message that Jesus has been preached all the time, and he wanted this to happen in people's heart.
这是耶稣让他的门徒继续传讲悔改的道，让他的门徒传上帝的话，在人心里所做成做的事情。
And not only he preaches, and he also wanted his disciples to continue to preach such a message and do this type of work in people's heart.
在我们人看来，今天这个世界每天都在变化，人的心每天都在变化。
In our view, that this world changes every moment, and people's heart changes every moment.
在我们人看来啊，人的需要在变，人的期望在变，所以我们要满足人时刻变化的期望和需要。
In our views, in people's views, that people's change, people's need change, so our message would.Will change to meet people's need.
但圣经却告诉我们，日光之下并无新事。
But Bible actually teaches us there's nothing new under the sun.
人都是一样的。
And people are the same.
无论你在什么时期，无论你在什么地方，人都是一样的。
No matter where you are, no matter at what time, people are the same.
人是罪人，人要悔改。
People are sinner and they need repentance.
人心中都有自高、骄傲的罪，人要悔改。
Everyone has the sin of a pride and need to come to repentance.
所以这就是主耶稣基督所传讲不变的信息。
And this is the message that Jesus preaches. This message is never changed. It's an unchanged message.
这也是上帝让他的教会所传讲不变的信息，悔改的道。
And also, this is the message that God wanted his church to preach and preach the message of repentance.
有时候我们听到这样的信息，我们就说，我们就会看到，哎呀，他某某人他需要悔改。
And sometimes when we hear this message, we will think about of somebody, he needs repentance.
那些政治家啊，他需要悔改。
Those politicians need to repent.
那些有钱人他需要悔改。
Those rich people need to repent.
我不用了，我不用，我很穷，我地位很低。
I don't need, I'm so insignificant, I'm a poor.
我有一次听到一个姊妹的见证，要让我再次看对人的认识，有一个新的认识。
And one time I hear a sister's testimony, and that leads me a kind of shared new insight about people.
这位姊妹呢，就是长期就是去帮助关心一个残疾人的一个养老院。
And this sister actually is for a long period of time and serve do a charity work in the handicapped old house, nursing house.
然后在这个养老院当中呢，他们这些老人呢，他们都有一样的一个残疾，就是他们都是盲人。
And in this old house, they have actually all those have the same handicap. Those old people, they are blind.
后来这个姊妹有一天，她找到几本这个盲文的圣经，她就给这个盲人的养老院送过去。
And then the sister, when they find some kind Bible in the that people that blind people can read.
后来他把这个圣经递到一个盲人的一个老太太手上，这个老太太就说：“你把这别的圣经都给我好了，你不要给他们，不要给别人。”
And so when he handed one Bible to a old lady and the blind old lady, and the old lady says, "Well,could you just give me all the Bible? Don't give to other people."
后来那个老姊妹就说：“为什么呢？你有一本，你自己可以摸呀，可以摸着读啊。”
And then the sister just wondered, said, "Why? You have one, you can just read by your hand, and you can it should be enough."
后来这个老姊妹说：“她说他们都很笨的，他们都很傻的，你给他们不懂的。”
And but this old lady basically said,Well, because they are all very, very full. They're pretty stupid. They're not very good to understand. So if you gave them, it's just waste.
这个老人家，我很聪明啊。
And it's, basically this old lady says, I'm pretty smart.
所以你给我就好了。
Just give it to me.
后来那个姊妹就把这件事情就分享，后来我听到那个事，我就知道，原来无论什么样的人，无论什么境遇下的人，原来都有一颗骄傲的心呐。
And so when I hear this testimony, I would just think, oh, that no matter what kind of person, what kind of circumstance they are at, that situation they are at, they all have a heart of pride.
所以当耶稣说你要悔改的时候，耶稣是讲给所有人听的，不是只讲给政治家，不是讲给有钱人听的。
So when Jesus said you need to repent, and Jesus speak to all people, it's not only to the politician, to the rich people, and to all the people.
讲给我听。
And speak to me.
讲给你听。
Speak to you.
我们来看一处圣经，在提摩太后书二章二十节到二十三节。
And let's look at one passage in the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20 to 23.
我给大家读一下，大家可以看到你眼前的屏幕。
And I just read it, and you can look at the screen.
提摩太后书二章二十节到二十三节，二十节，在大户人家不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。 你要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。唯有那愚拙无学问的真辩论总要弃绝，因为知道这等事是起真进的。那么在这段经文当中啊，谈到上帝的家中有贵重的器皿，有卑贱的器皿。
And in this passage, it talks about in the house of God, there's a vessel for honorable use and for dishonorable use.
哎，有时候我们看到这些经文，我们就感到很奇怪。圣经不是告诉我们，在神的家中，在教会中，所有的肢体都是宝贵的吗？没有什么高低贵贱之分吗？
And so when we read this passage, we immediately thought, is that kind of strange? Because are we talking about in God's house, everybody are the same, there's no honor or dishonor.
那这里为什么说有贵重的 有卑贱的呢？
And but why here said some are for honor and some are for dishonor?
啊，其实我们可以从圣经中来看到，原来上帝眼中的高贵和卑贱跟我们人所想的完全不一样。
And so from the Bible, we can see that what God's concept of honor and dishonor is completely different from what we thought honor or dishonor.
对，圣经很清楚地告诉我们，就是一个愿意自洁的人，他就成为贵重的器皿了。
And the Bible here is clearly teaches us, anyone cleanses himself, and he is for honor.
那么一个不愿意自洁的人，那他 就成为一个卑贱的器皿。
And if he does not cleanse himself, and then he is for dishonor.
所以这跟我们世人的看法完全不一样的。
So it's completely different from what we see in today's world.
所以我们想象一下，如果今天有一个议员来到我们教会，我们就觉得，哎呀，这是高贵的器皿啊。
And today, if you think about it, if we have a congressman come to our church, we will think, oh, this is honorable, honor guy.
如果我们想到今天比尔盖茨来到我们教会，我们就说，哎呀，这是高贵的器皿啊。
And so if we have a Bill Gates come to our church, we will say, oh, this is honorable guest.
如果一个流浪汉来到我们教会，我们就说，哎呀，这是低贱的器皿啊。
So if a homeless come to our church, we'll probably think this is the dishonor.
但是我们从圣经来看，神怎么看呢？
But from the Bible, how God look at it?
神看，无论你是议员，无论你是比尔盖茨，你如果不自洁，你不认罪悔改，你就是一个低贱的器皿。
And in God's side, regardless of your congressman, Bill Gates, if you don't cleanse him yourself and you don't repent, and then you're dishonored.
那么无论你是一个流浪汉，无论你是一个普通人，你只要认罪悔改自洁，你在上帝眼中，你在神的家里就是高贵的器皿。
And, but,Regardless, even you're homeless, you're a very low social status, but as long as you confess your sin, repent, and cleanse yourself, and in God's house, you're for honor.
那么这里说，谈到自洁，接下来就说逃避少年人的私欲。
And we talk about self-cleansing, he said, flee also use lust.
然后接下来就说到逃避那些增进的事情。
And they also talk about avoid foolish and ignorant dispute.
那么少年人的私欲是什么呢？
And what is the use for lust?
所以我们要联系到上下文经文来看，原来少年人的私欲跟这个增进呢，互相增进是联系在一起的。
And if you connect the context, you can realize that the use for lust actually is, can associate with ignorant dispute, foolish and ignorant dispute.
所以我们今天讲到年轻人，我们往往会用一些词啊，年轻人争强好胜呐。
And when we talk about young youth, we will use some words that young people is kind of very ambitious.
Oh, 总是喜欢增进呐、啊，拿第一。
They want to compete. They want to be the first place.
什么样的人总是喜欢要升高，要拿第一呢？
And what kind of people always want to be lift up high and want to be a first place?
很显然呢，骄傲的人。
And obviously that people are with pride.
自高的人。
And people like want to lift up themselves.
我不能容忍别人在我前面。
I cannot tolerate other people ahead of me.
我不能容忍别人在我上面。
And I cannot tolerate people above me.
我曾经见过两个小朋友在那里下棋。
And one time I saw two kids play chess.
突然有个小朋友发很大的脾气走了。
And suddenly one kid actually erupted and very angry and left.
后来我当时还说，哎呀，是不是这两个小孩在一起吵架了呀，或者是干什么？但是也没有看到他们做什么呀。
And I just wonder at that time is that they have a quarrel or they fight with each other, but I don't see it seems like that.
后来这个父母们告诉我，他们了解自己的孩子。
And then the parents tell me that because they know their kids.
他说：“哎呀，他这盘棋，他估计觉得自己赢不了，他受不了了，走了。”
And the parents said, "Well, their kids," he said, "he probably feel he cannot win this play, and so he cannot handle it, and he left."
有时候我在想，我们要逃避这个少年人的私欲，逃避增进的心。
And So sometimes we think we free use lust, we need free from the dispute.
有时候我们会不会因为这个原因离开教会呢？
And sometimes can we because of this reason we leave church?
我们一看见，哎，怎么他凭什么配去当执事做这个事情？他凭什么？
And can we, because of this, we think, oh, this person, by what, he can be a deacon?
或者他在讲道。
Or he is a preaching.
他凭什么？
And by what qualification he has?
所以我们看到自己，然后自己责备自己，逃避私欲。如果我们从上下来看，逃避尊敬的心，逃避骄傲。
And so if you look at this self-cleansing and free from the lust, and we want to free from the dispute, free from the competitiveness, and ultimately is free from the pride.
所以这就是耶稣一再教导他的门徒谦卑舍己，做众人的仆人，不要总是想做人上人。
And that's why Jesus constantly teaches his disciple, humble yourself, deny yourself, be a servant to all.
那么我们都知道，伟大的宗教改革家马丁路德，他当年把92条论纲贴在这个教会的大门上来反对当时的罗马天主教会。
And we know that Martin Luther at that time he put his 92 claim on the church to basically protest the Roman church.
那么当马丁路德把这92条钉在教会大门上的时候，这被认为是宗教改革的一个起点。
And when he nailed this 92 claim on the, on the door of the church, we'll consider this the reform, church reform, starting point of church reform.
那么在这95条当中第一条是什么呢？马丁路德写下的第一条是什么呢？
And in this 95 point, the first one he put down, Martin Luther put down is this.
马丁路德在95条当中第一条他说的就是，当我们的主耶稣基督说你们应当悔改的时候，他是说信徒一生应当悔改。
And he put down like this, when our Lord Jesus said, repented, what he meant is that for a disciple, for a Christian, he should repent his whole life.
上帝为什么在埃及降下十灾呢？
Why God sent the 10 plagues in Egypt?
因为上帝期望埃及人和法老能够悔改啊。
Because God wants the Egyptian and the Pharaoh, they can repent.
今天为什么新冠的疫情在全世界蔓延呢？
So today, why the COVID-19 is spread across the whole world?
一开始人们都说啊，这只是某一种人会染这种病，某一个地区会染这种病。
And in the beginning, there's only people saying it's only one area people will have this disease, or only one type of race of people can have this disease.
但是我们会发现，现在新冠的疫情全世界都是，上帝为什么许可这样的事情发生呢？
But now we see the COVID-19 actually spread across the whole world, and why God allowed this to happen.
很明显的信息，上帝告诉我们要悔改啊。
And a very clear message that God wants us tell us that to repent.
全地都要悔改。
And the whole earth need to repent.
圣灵要来到人的心里，让人自己责备自己啊。
And the Holy Spirit come to this everyone's heart, and so we can reprove ourselves.
上帝给埃及人十次机会让他们悔改啊。
And God give Egyptians the 10 opportunities so they can repent.
但是埃及人不要这样的机会，法老不要这样的机会。
But Egyptians and the Pharaohs don't want to have this opportunity.
今天我们作为教会，我们不是去定世人的罪，我们来省察我们自己教会。
And today as a church, we're not trying to condemn people's sin. We're actually thinking about ourselves.
圣经的最后一卷书《启示录》一再的提醒教会要悔改。
And the last book of the Bible, in the Revelation, and God again and again remind the church need to repent.
最让上帝痛心的是教会堕落了。
And which hurt God's heart the most is a church is a falling.
教会本来是一群认罪悔改最谦卑的人，结果教会变成了一群骄傲的人的聚集。
And a church is supposed to be the place that humble and repentant. Now church become a group of pride people gathered together.
教会应该被圣灵所光照，省察自己。结果教会现在变成到处指责别人的人。
And church should be revealed by the Holy Spirit and examine ourselves. Now church become a place that examine all the other people but themselves.
所以我们今天谈到耶稣基督传讲不变的信息，就是悔改的道。
So today we talk about what Jesus preached the message is unchanged message. That's the message of repentance.
我们不是去定这个世界的罪，我们不是去定某某政治家的罪。
We're not trying to condemn the sin of this world. We're not trying to condemn a sin of a politician.
什么有钱人，这不是我们不关，我们不，这不是我们的重点。
Or condemn a sin of a rich people. That's not our focus.
或者是定罪某某国家某某种族，这不是我们的重点。
Or condemns a certain country and a certain race. That's not our focus either.
我们的重点应该是像圣经教导的那样，我们是教会，我们是基督徒，我们要省察我们自己，我们自己要悔改。
And our focus should be like Bible teaches. We're a church, we should focus ourselves.And we examine ourselves. We need to repent.
教会不是让人自高的地方，教会不是满足人骄傲的地方。
And church is not place for us to lift ourselves up, and it's not the place to meet the need of a people's pride.
教会是让人真正的可以来到上帝面前认罪悔改。 被上帝的圣灵借着神的道所重生的地方。
And the church should be a place that people can humble themselves, repent, and through the Holy Spirit and get the rebirth. That's supposed church to be.
好，我们一起来看启示录的经文。我们大家可以看到眼前的大屏幕，我们一起来看。
And let's look at the Revelation, Bible and the Revelation. You can look on the screen and let's look at it together.
你也可以在心里默默地读。
And you also can read in your heart.
启示录二章五节七节。启示录三章三节。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 3.
启示录三章十四到二十二节。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 14 to 22.
感谢道成肉身的上帝主耶稣基督来到世界上。
We thank that word become flesh that Jesus come to this world.
感谢主耶稣基督赐给我们不变的信息，就是悔改的道。
We thank that Jesus gave us the unchanging message. This is the message of repentance.
无论世人处在什么样的年代，世人处在什么样的境遇当中，这是我们真正所需要的道。
And no matter what time they're at, people at, what situation they were at, this is the true message we need.
愿圣灵在我们心里做工，将神的话语刻在我们的心板上面。
May the Holy Spirit work in our heart.And put the word of heart into our heart.
让我们能够被圣灵借着神的道所重生，成为新造的人。
Then through the word of God, the Holy Spirit can give us a rebirth, become a new creation.
这个新造的人不再是一个骄傲的人，不再是一个自高的人。
This is new creation is no longer a creation of a pride, and no longer is a self-edified person.
这个新造的人是永远注目在主耶稣基督那里，要归荣耀给主耶稣的。
And this new creation is always focus his eye on the Christ and give the glory to Jesus Christ.
我们一起来做一个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you.
感谢你叫万事相互效力，叫那爱神的人得益处，就是按神的旨意被招的人。
And we thank you that make everything work together for the benefit of those who called by according to the will of God.
我们愿圣灵在我们每一个弟兄姊妹心里做工，让我们真正被神的话语所光照。
And may the Holy Spirit work in each one of us in our heart that we are really.Be lightened by the Holy Spirit.
让我们看见这个世界虽然变，人的心虽然变，但神的心意、神的旨意却不改变。
Let's see this time change, people's heart change, but will of God never change.
愿圣灵带领我们，让每一个人能够自洁，成为上帝手中贵重的器皿。
And may God help us that each one of us will clean ourselves in God's heart, we become a vessel for honorable use.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
For such a praise in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们感谢冯涛弟兄带来的信息，感谢主，就是让我们看到，在他里面有不变动的影儿，在他里面我们有永生的盼望，我们要把他的话语时刻记在我们的心中。让我们来唱下面这首回应的诗歌《你的话》，我们一起来思考神的话语，让他成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光，指引我们前行的道路。
我将你的话语深藏在我心，免得我得罪你，免得我远离。哦，主啊，与我亲近，我我将你的话语深 牵你的，做我路上的光。
感谢主。接下来是我们的报告时间，那我们有几个报告事项。首先第一个还是继续鼓励大家参加教会其他的线上活动，包括周二晚上7点的祷告会，周三上午10点的姊妹会和周五晚上7点半的查经。然后在接下来的周六的晚上，提摩太团契也会有聚会，然后也是同样的在线上的一个同样的 link 可以参加。第二个报告事项就是我们请大家为 Idaho 居家令的第一阶段的解除后教会的聚会和教会的侍奉祷告，因为现在政府说是有消息是5月1号会慢慢的开始解封这个整个把居家令给 lift up， 然后我们希望大家可以为这个事情来祷告，也让我们看到我们教会有用一个什么样的形式可以更好的来聚会，来更好的去来服侍他，服侍我们的神。第三个事项是如果有任何的奉献，也请弟兄姐妹继续用支票的方式可以寄到教会的邮箱，然后下面是邮箱的地址，你也可以在 Google 上面搜到我们教会的地址，是1422 North Alvarado Street。 然后如果请大家在这段时间也继续的保持以前的这个奉献的一个行为一个习惯。好，那如果没有别的报告事项，那我们一起来我们读使徒信经，做我们的信仰告白。我们一起，我信上帝，全能的父，创造天地的主，我信我主耶稣基督，上帝的独生子，因着圣灵感孕，从童贞女玛利亚所生，在本丢比拉多手下受难，被钉在十字架上，受死，埋葬，降在阴间，第三天从死里复活，后升天，坐在全能父上帝的右边，将来必从那里降临，审判活人死人。我信圣灵，我信圣而公之教会，我信圣徒相通，我信罪得赦免，我信身体复活，我信永生。阿们。那我们接下来请冯涛弟兄为我们祝祷。
我们祝祷词是用的民数记6:24-26。
We use Numbers chapter 6:24-26 as our benediction.
愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你，愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你，愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen.
我们今天的聚会就到这里，那我们接下来大家默祷后可以散会，可以退出这个 link。 我们下周同一时间在线上再见。